I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Yes, the ETF world can be the Wild West, but you can navigate through it better with Tom Lydon. Now, he is the president of Global Trends Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends. You can get more information at etftrends.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon. You can follow ETF Trends on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom joins us first thing every Thursday, and we're glad to say, Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
All right. Our ETF of the week is
the Guggenheim S&P 500 Equal Weight ETF, ticker RSP.
That's the RSP, the Guggenheim S&P 500 Equal Weight ETF. If that sounds familiar to folks, that's because it should. It was ETF of the week once before. Now, that being the case, let me get something out of the way for you, Tom. For those who do not know, Tom Lydon is a member of the board of directors for the Guggenheim funds. But I know from the last time we had you on, it's really not about the fund being from Guggenheim. It's really all about that equal weight thing.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck, and that's the key. So there are a couple things here. First, everybody's looking at the S&P 500, and as the market continues to move along, it's really been tough to beat. However, one way you could have beaten it, not only in the last year, but in the last 5 or 10 years, would be if you had more of a equal weight among the constituents of the S&P 500. So, S&P, being a historical index that we've known for many, many years, is in fact cap-weighted, meaning that the capitalization of the underlying constituents are weighted based on their value as far as all the stocks in each of those constituents. So, for example, Exxon is a constituent that is worth 300 times the value of the total market cap of Office Depot, just to kind of put that into perspective.
Right. And as a result, ExxonMobil makes a lot more of the S&P 500 traditional than Office Depot does. So the whole thing about equal weighting is 500 parts, slice the money into 500 pieces, put the same amount in each one.
That's right. And that way, those smaller companies that may still be categorized as small cap or mid cap, you really have a chance with an equal chance, let's say. So going at this, we bring it up again for a couple reasons. Number one, you and I have been at this for now over a year. So rather than just picking a new ETF every time, it's good to come back and say, hey, you know what? This really is a good core holding and something that you might consider. It was funny in a recent Wall Street Journal article, they're talking about chickpea crops are up 51%. So you and I would look at that and say, geez, you know, we know in a matter of months they're going to have a chickpea ETF because the appetite for hummus around the world.
Yes, exactly.
It's probably not a good case to continue to bring up different ETFs. Let's, from time to time, revisit some of the ETFs we've talked about. And thanks for giving that disclosure. But I think it's also important to know, during times of economic recovery, small and mid-cap stocks tend to outperform large cap stocks. Not all the time, but here's a case where the S&P 500 being a great benchmark, you might also be able to get a little bit more representation in the small and mid cap area while the market's moving.
Do you have this in addition to a traditional S&P fund, or do you have it in place of?
Well, an easy thing to do today for the average investor, put all your mutual funds, your stocks, your ETFs, into one of the free programs that's out there that will give you an overall allocation comparing your equity positions to the S&P 500 and also to large cap, mid cap, small cap growth and value. And I think the idea here is most investors, when they look at their overall allocation, that will find that a big percentage of their portfolio is correlated to the S&P 500. So if that is in fact the case, it may just give you a little bit of a hint that you can peel back some of your allocations that are highly correlated to the S&P 500 and into an S&P equal weight ETF, and then actually get more diversification in the mid and small cap area. Wouldn't be a big move for many investors. You might find that by jettisoning S&P 500 look-alike mutual fund that's got high expenses and high fees, what you could do is get lower expenses and then more allocation towards mid and small cap stocks and not making a big change in your portfolio. Because again, a lot of people that are in the S&P 500 today feel darn good about it.
And they should, but of course, as you point out, they're going to still be in the S&P 500. It's just constructed differently. And in this case, gives them a little bit more of the small cap side of things and a little bit more goose, which will help them at least as long as that's going on. Is there a time where you reverse that call?
You know, I don't think so. It's not saying get rid of your S&P 500 allocation altogether. If you own an S&P cap-weighted index or a mutual fund, that's great. It's just a diversification call. So if you were to take 25% of your S&P cap-weighted allocation and move it to equal weight, that may pay off for you over time. So we could talk about overall what would the allocation move be, or even as far as you're holding it, that whole strategy really is up to you. I think in this case, it needs to open our eyes to other choices specific to the S&P 500.
Agreed. It is the Guggenheim S&P 500 Equal Weight ETF, the ticker symbol RSP. And if you are an S&P 500 investor, well, sticking up to 25% of your S&P allocation this way keeps you in the exact same securities, but does it with a different allocation. That's the point made by my guest, Tom Lydon. He is president of Global Trends Asset Management, editor of ETF Trends. For more information, it's etftrends.com. Follow him on ETF Trends or at Tom Lydon on Twitter. Tom, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chuck.
There's much more to go on the May the 16th edition of Money Life. Stick around. The big interview's next, and later on, the Money Life Market Call. We'll be right back.